What's up, bro? You're listening to Randomly Relatable SG,
where we talk about random things you relate to.
Welcome back to the podcast. I'm Shuraim.
I'm Sabrina.
And today we'll be talking about Sab punya mak paksa dia kahwin. 3, 2, 1, let's go. What's up, guys? Welcome back to the number one youth podcast in the world! Podcast ini dibawakan khas kepada anda oleh Wise Investments. Jika anda mahu plan untuk BTO, retirement atau holiday, sila contact Wise di Instagram WAIZEER di Instagram WAIZEER atau klik the link in description below untuk buat appointment dengan dia sekarang.
Alright. My mother asked me to kahwin. Oh? You have to know how the conversation came about, tak?
Okay.
Actually, it's
kat
been
mana?
Around, okay. At home, okay. At my grandmother's home,
okay.
A few places. Okay. It's been, my mom has been talking about it daripada last year.
Okay.
So it started pasal my brother dah 28.
Okay.
So it started with my brother. My abang dah 28, I'm 24 this year, my adik 21.
Okay.
So 21 masih muda.
Masih muda.
Okay. But then my mom was like, Mami nak cucu ah.
Oh. Hey, how old is your mom this year?
They say don't reveal. All right, don't reveal true. A woman's age.
That's true. That's true. Tapi at the age of dari nenek ah.
Can.
Boleh.
Can.
Okay.
How old do people become nenek sih?
Aku cakap nanti yang too obvious sangat pasal dia punya age.
Agak-agak 50 plus.
Late 50s, entering late 50s, early 60s, okay, dah boleh jadi nenek ah.
Belum.
Belum lagi ah.
Belum lagi.
Ah, okay lah.
Tapi dia punya adik-beradik semua dah jadi nenek.
Oh.
I have, oh my god. I tengah kira duit raya to give out. You know how many nieces and nephews I have tak?
Is anak sedara lah kan?
My cousin punya anak.
Ah, okay lah. Anak sedara. Is that still anak sedara? Kalau anak cousin sedara. Punya anak. Is it?
Yes ah. Just anak, second
anak sedara.
Anak
sedara. Literally anak sedara lah. Kan?
Dan kalau anak adik-beradik I is anak adik-beradik?
Tak ah. I think anak sedara. Anak sedara.
Anak sedara juga.
Still lah.
Anak okay. Sedara. I have. Guess how many I have?
Okay, wait. I can guess by how much you give. How much do you set aside for all of the nieces and nephews that you have?
I haven't calculated that yet.
Alamak.
Yeah, but okay. I can only afford to give them about $4 or $5 per person.
Okay ah,
$10 tak boleh.
Tak boleh ah, bro.
Tak boleh.
$10 untuk close the ICU every week ah. $10. Kalau $10, aku nak kasih kau ICU once a year. Tak apa.
Susah. Tak once a year lah. Once a month I meet them. $5 max I can give.
Max ah, bro. Chill lah. Yeah.
Yes. I have to
10.
Set aside maybe about 300.
Huh?
For everyone.
Five
including two. My cousins that are younger than me, my sister.
I find it weird. Actually, no lah. I understand lah. Yeah.
Do I give yeah, my
you
sister?
You give your cousins. No, you oh. Give your sister aku faham.
My cousins younger
your younger
than
cousins.
Me.
Yeah.
Is that weird?
Tak, then I think about it. I gave voice with Raya before. So, macam, yeah, it makes sense.
You know, give me.
Okay.
Kita family sih.
Okay.
I call kan you and your wife, mom and dad sih.
Okay. This year. Inshallah.
Inshallah. Abi yet?
Yet?
Don't say I never got you, brother.
Yet should carry a mic. Yeah. Let's give Yet a mic so he can actually people can actually hear him.
Yeah. Come here.
Catch ah.
Oi.
Catch.
Okay.
Okay, jap.
Cepat. Just give me a quick number. Yet pun boleh guess how many nieces.
$300, $5 each. So I'm assuming 15.
Okay. How many nieces and nephews do I have?
24.
Oof. I have 17, you know.
Aku
banyak
close lah.
Gila.
Aku menang lah.
Yelah. But oh my god. Okay. That's besides the point.
Okay.
By the way, my mommy asked me to kahwin.
Okay.
How it came about was, he say, Mommy nak cucu.
Hmm.
Then I say, harapkan Effie bayi. Effie bayi is my brother.
This is always the younger siblings though. They always like, Syek, abang haven't get married what?
Dah 28 je tu budak. You know like, anyway guys, my brother single.
Yeah, yes.
My
yes.
brother single, okay with dating, got money looking. In the bank, handsome, going to the gym.
Got bike.
Got bike, got car license, got, car got license, van.
Got van license, yeah, got van.
Got, apa tu? Class 5.
Oh, he got class 5? Class 4 ke 5? Four lah.
Class 4. He can take you in a 10 ton. But, apa ni? Yeah, yeah. So, applications are open. You just DM me. I look through first. Then I give my brother key. I know his type.
Okay.
Anyway.
Yeah, then you said to your mom, harapkan Afi bai.
Yeah, let Afi bai lah. Afi bai kahwin dulu. Mm. Kalau tak Afi bai, Nana. Nana ada boyfriend. Nabin tak ada boyfriend. I said.
Okay.
She's 21, but like, her boyfriend is Chinese, so also needs to give time to inshallah convert all that, right? Mm-mm. So then after that, I say I'm the last person you should look at for now.
Okay.
And then she say, why? You dah besar tau girl.
Wow.
Then I cakap, I 24 je sewa. Masih baby. Masih tak muat. Then after she's like, you jangan action baby lagi. Bapa you baby kan you, doesn't mean you still baby. Okay, mother. Give me 4 years.
Oh, you said that. Mm. Oh, wow. For kids, no, not even marriage.
No. Kahwin.
Oh, kahwin. Okay.
By the time I turn 28, I'll be married, inshallah. And then before 30, I'll give you a cucu. Okay.
Okay.
And then she said, lambat sangat.
Ooh.
Then I say, jap, mom, I tell you my plan. Now I'm studying to work, and then after that, I want to stay in this company for 2 years. Mm. And then by then I'll be 26.
Okay.
And then I nak pergi Australia belajar lagi 1 year.
Okay.
Then I'll be 27. Then I say I come back, I kahwin lah mom.
Okay.
Okay kan. Then dia, abi, you nak kahwin siapa? You kena cari boyfriend lagi. Then you must stay with the guy for a while. What? You cannot just jumpa then terus kahwin. Then I say,
boleh lah actually.
Boleh lah.
Yeah.
But then I macam, yeah, wah. Then she like, you go kahwin first before you go Australia. That's in 2 years, mama. Yeah. I'm not ready to leave the family.
Oh, is that your concern? Eh?
I think that's my 95% of the concern.
Ah, okay.
Macam, it's so weird to not belong to my mom and dad anymore.
I mean,
in a sense lah.
Kau tak macam you don't relish freedom eh?
I do.
Macam,
I really, really do.
I think one of the biggest changes that macam Fatin tell me as a woman who macam dah kahwin eh, she doesn't have to macam answer to her parents about where she is and what time she's coming home and everything. Because like technically, she just has to tell me je apa.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's something that annoys you at a younger age kan. Macam, why must I tell her? But then like you're okay with it, right?
I think pasal dari dulu dah macam gitu.
Okay.
So tak rasa macam
annoying
weird
sangat. Yeah. Okay.
But adalah like now, kadang-kadang when I'm out, baru kau 10:30.
Mm.
It's not too late what? Mm. 11 maybe lah. 11 dah start lambat sikit.
Mm.
But then I'll get the, where are you?
Mm.
Thanks. And then that one, the thing is, I trick lah. I remind myself that it's just because they want to know I'm safe.
Yeah.
Daripada nak control kan.
Yeah, yeah.
So then I'm like, okay, I'm here.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm used to it. Tapi if you ask me whether I crave freedom, yeah lah, that's why I go holiday so many times. Outside, I don't need to answer to my parents at all.
That
when
feeling
I'm in another country.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I guess it's just fearful lah because I tak tahu. Marriage honestly scares me.
Bukannya like you be separated with your family completely pun. You can still jumpa dorang and everything pun.
Boleh. Tapi let's say I tak tinggal dengan dorang lagi. I can say I want to meet my best friends.
Uh-huh.
But how often do I do that? You know what I mean? Like, I know how. And okay, my dad sayang his parents like crazy.
Mm.
Once a week, dia dapat jumpa is considered amazing, you know.
I think tu dah pasal dah tua lah. That's
tahu,
older already.
Tapi, macam, I pun kerja pun. Then like, I don't know, I like scared or like then my parents also getting older. Now I don't get to share room with my sister anymore. Then macam
sup dah big girl lah, cannot like this. Sup dah big girl, cannot. What if your significant other move in with you instead?
Awkward.
Shy. Asal?
Kasi tahu that I inside the room to cuddle. Then after I know my parents outside.
Dah kahwin pun. Chill lah.
Tapi malu. I don't know, eh.
Yeah, what if that will solve your problems? So you be with your parents throughout.
That will probably be how it happens as well. I think kalau I get married,
yeah,
my husband will probably move in with me first.
Unless he has space there lah. But technically, you share a toilet with your sister, kan? Then it's a bit awkward.
Yeah, I can cut the room lah. Oh. Cut the room and then I go outside. Now my room is connected, so awkward gila lah.
Yeah, awkward lah.
She can hear everything from my room.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I don't think that's a good idea for now lah.
For now, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Can renovate.
Can renovate, just destroy, put a wall lah. But that will make your sister's room small, kan?
She can take the wardrobe space lah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I just cut from my room.
Right.
I just renovated my room.
I know. I saw your Insta story. You painted your room, right?
I never paint. Yeah. I just shift around stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, but I don't know. It's just, I guess the difference is that for you, for example, you have always lived with some sort of freedom because you've always been just with your right? So then, getting married, I don't think was such a culture shock for you.
Mm.
But for Fatin, maybe Fatin, she her family, I would say similar to mine.
Yeah, yeah, very close.
Very close,
yeah.
Very near. I bet the first few months she
was
like
yeah. She cried
homesick,
a lot.
Right?
Yeah, she cried a lot.
Because she moved in with you.
Yeah. During our honeymoon, she was really very homesick. Yeah. So, like, it'll be difficult. I think it's more difficult on the orang yang akan move out tau. Personally, yeah. Yet, as the older sibling, right, kau ada pressure untuk kahwin?
Tak. Because my parents tak really put pressure. No, like me and my sister, kita decide not to kahwin. I don't know.
Decide not to kahwin?
At the moment lah. I don't. Okay. For me, I don't think like I'm going to get married.
Okay.
Then my sister also say the same thing. Then my father ask lah. I'm like, then just say tak kot.
Oh, your father dah pernah tanya lah.
Sekali je.
Okay.
Itu pun nothing because dia rasakan like dia punya all the adik-beradik semua nak kahwin.
Basically
semua nak kahwin lah. Yang tinggal my batch. Basically my father side lah. Tapi for me, I'm not even deciding to get
married. Kau 25 kan this year? Okay.
So my
cousin
paling muda, 25 lah. That's the last.
Okay. Yeah, dah kahwin lah?
Satu tak lama lagi kahwin. Lagi satu. The others not sure yet. No updates.
I think it's also pressuring. Like your cousins pun dah mostly dah kahwin juga kan?
No, tengok lah my baby cousin.
Aini, right?
That's all the cousin. Oh my god, semua dah kahwin except my siblings.
Oh.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why lah. But there's cousins on your mom's side, kan?
No, got one more also. Abang Ait, he is 2 years older than me. Your age?
Uh-huh.
Got girlfriend already lah.
Okay.
And like, confirm going to get married soon, that kind.
Okay, okay.
Tapi, yeah, because all of my mom's siblings, semua dah ada cucu.
Oh, okay. Understand. Oh, your dad's side? My dad tak pressure you sangat kan untuk kahwin?
My dad tak nak I kahwin.
Yeah.
My dad said the oldest sibling, the oldest cousin is my age also.
Okay.
Yeah, so...
So tak macam tak pressure?
It's a secret.
Okay.
tak pressure. That said, very education first.
Okay.
So, it's kahwin nanti. But brings me to the next point. So, when my mom brought it up at my grandmother's house on my dad's side...
On your dad's side?
Yeah.
Okay.
I terkejut with the response also.
Asal?
I asked one of my aunties, they're high flyer tau. Okay. She has a PhD and everything.
Oh, yeah.
So, in my head, she got married at like 30 something. Ikut Chinanya style. I asked her that day. Yeah. I'm telling you, got married quite late, right? And then she was like, not really. Then I say, how old were you? 26! Then I say, oh my god, I thought 30 plus. And then she's like, no, 28, I got your cousin. Okay. Then I like panic. Then I like, oh. If you buy. Ah, shit, man.
So is okay, then it just dispels the macam stereotype lah, yang kalau kau kahwin lah, later your career would.
Yeah, no, it doesn't.
Fly.
She's doing well lah.
Yeah, it's just kalau kau work hard or not lah. Kalau kau dah kahwin, dah anak ke, it doesn't matter what.
Yeah, she kahwin meets PhD.
So kau boleh kahwin lepas tu pergi Australia?
Boleh, tapi takut. Oh my god, nervous tau. I stress when I talk about
apa yang kau takut sangat nak kahwin eh?
One.
Okay, the family thing is dah established kan?
Yes.
Okay, anything else?
Family thing established, that is a big chunk of it. The second one is what if I choose the wrong guy? Okay, there's always fear there.
Yeah, of course.
Because you will never truly know 100% of who someone is lah if they are not you.
Yeah.
Like, I want to say all your family, but even your sister, you wouldn't know her personally. You know, you'll know her on a family level.
Yeah. I think like the most it will come out is when you start living with them. Then like, you can see.
Exactly. Mm. And then Melayu, as in, we don't practice that moving before
kahwin.
That moving
together ke. Kind of thing.
You know, it's berdosa besar. So, I...
Unless kau moving terus tak sleep separately.
Sleep separately, then all that. Okay. But, yeah. So, it's scary lah. What if... Because I would say I a little bit messy.
Okay.
What if they don't like that and they get very angry at messy people?
Mm. You get a clean freak punya husband lah.
Yeah, no. No.
Kalau korang dua messy, rabas ya.
Better than at least ada relatability. Like he understand no, that man. I messy. He's like, you messy because why? Because you tired, right? Okay, I also tired. Later we clean together.
Aku tak nak pergi rumah kau sia.
No, I'm not like super messy. Mm-hmm. I just procrastinate a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that I have to put that away.
Uh-huh.
Tapi penat.
Okay.
Sekejap.
Sekejap. Nanti.
Literally 5 minutes je. I will get up and push that. Kalau
ya
in that,
ke 5 minutes?
Maybe 5 minutes means 50 minutes. But I will get up and do that. Bukan before besok the next hour. Tak ada.
Tak ada. Bukan besok.
Maybe 5 days max lah. Max. Dia tak sampai 15 days.
Sup? Air dari last Thursday siya. Cawan dia.
Tak, itu pengotor.
Oh, okay. So, itu, are you pengotor?
Tak, I tak pengotor.
Are you sure?
I, Messi apa?
Messi is... Messi apa? Berserak?
I berserak. I bukan pengotor. I messy, okay. Not dirty.
Okay.
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 So, if I can get another messy person, uh-huh, kita boleh understand each other. Tapi. And the most important thing is understanding and compromise so you guys don't fight.
Aha, aha.
Dia kalau clean freak, I what tell him 5 minutes.
Understanding clean freak?
Understanding clean freak? Who will clean my shit?
Yeah.
Amazing.
Okay.
So okay, that's another one. I takut I get the wrong guy.
The wrong guy. Okay.
Yeah, because I don't believe that divorce is ever a solution.
Yeah.
Unless it really gets to a certain level where it's like rabak. Then I get it. Tapi kalau it's just a fight between you two that can be solved.
Berbual lah.
Dah besar sia kita. Dah 24 sia.
Dah ada bila nak kahwin sah.
And then after that, berapa minit yet?
17.
Okay.
Masih ya?
Another thing me scared of is...
How about like getting pregnant? Are you afraid of getting pregnant?
After marriage?
Yeah, of course lah, after marriage. Ya Allah. Kalau before marriage, kau pun kau takut, Cial. Kau kan virgin.
Tak takut. Tak takut.
Tak takut.
Tak takut. I want a baby.
Like, I mean... The fear of macam
giving birth.
That giving birth in the process.
Tak takut lah. Like, I mean, confirm ada fikir lah sakit. Yeah, but
boleh mati lah.
Boleh mati lah. Tapi, preventive measures lah. Go exercise, eat healthy.
Okay.
Yeah. Tak takut lah. I think it's a natural thing, right?
What about
so in-laws? Kalau I mati during pregnancy also, then that's my fate. And yeah, at least my baby alive, insyaAllah.
What would you do? Would you rather... Okay, if your husband is had the choice,
I get what,
would he choose your? Would you choose? Would you rather your husband choose you or the baby?
I'm not a mother yet, so I don't know how. Because right now, right, I will follow logic and choose me lah. Then can make another one. Tapi
that's exactly what Fatin said, je.
Right.
Aku pilih baby, je.
But because but I don't know. I guess at that point. This is what I'll say now, but I think on my like literal deathbed gitu, I'll say choose the baby lah.
On the macam giving birth bed, you say choose the baby.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I don't know how I'll react then.
Pasal macam you just want to, you're giving life mah kan?
Yeah.
Yeah. Would you choose your wife or your baby?
Personally, I would choose my baby.
Okay.
Dia tak nak kahwin. So that girl probably didn't.
Jump, yes, she's out of my life.
it's like they are. I think they, inshallah, they live longer. I guess because they are younger. Based on age logic.
But Fatin's logic is, baby boleh buat lagi.
Tapi kalau rezeki tu tak dapat lagi.
Oh, facts.
Sorry to say, but wife boleh dapat lagi satu.
Wife boleh dapat lagi satu. So panas. You?
I choose baby. Pasal macam rezeki lah. Like you cannot get how say what ever since my wife got pregnant kan, I realised that getting a baby is not as easy as it is. Yeah, I feel lah. Macam I know some couples who spend their whole life macam tak ada baby, and they've been trying fertility tests, yeah, and whatever not.
Susah.
Then like for aku sayang lah, yeah, baby. So that's why I choose baby. Yeah, and I know my wife will go to heaven. So macam
inshallah.
Yeah, you know? Yeah.
I mean she will, right? If you
yeah,
die,
she will lah. You die, birth. Giving birth, you go to heaven. Bro.
Okay. Come next part.
Dia dah banyak dosa
next part, next
part. But yeah, that was a good burn. I love it. That's going to be the snippet on TikTok, bro.
Oh no.
Yelah, maybe dia di sini. Okay, come wise.
Oh yes. Kita berehat seketika sama teman-teman penaja kami. Sejuru, standby. Podcast ini dibawakan khas kepada anda oleh Wise Investments. Jika anda mahu plan untuk BTO, retirement atau holiday, sila contact Wise di Instagram WAIZEER. WAIZEER. One more time, WAIZEER. Maybe we should put Wise's phone numbers.
Phone number?
Sekarang, a lot of the podcast orang macam mention the phone number tau.
Maybe nanti kita tanya Wise.
Dia ada work phone kan? Aku rasa dia ada work
tak
phone.
Tak ada lah. Ada satu phone ya.
Oh, PA dia punya number kot. Maybe kita boleh bagi PA dia punya number. Yes, Wise is not here still.
Yeah, but he's on the way home.
Yes, he's...
On this Saturday, he's on the way home.
He's on the flight now already kan?
Yeah. I think he's... fly over already.
Mm. Sorry. Dia on the way home lah. He Yay. Went to Umrah. For those who hasn't follow his Instagram stories. Kaka asyik ada Instagram stories.
Oh my god, I got a fun fact. Okay. You know the umbrella in Umrah? Yeah. In Medina?
Yeah, Medina. Masjid Nabawi.
You know how much is one?
How you know this?
My dad.
Okay.
One umbrella, that big umbrella.
Ah.
You know which umbrella I'm talking
about? Yeah,
right? Not the umbrella the like two for the rain. Yeah. One of that is $500,000.
How does your daddy know?
I think they asked. I think it's a fun fact there.
Oh.
I don't think he asked. Like, I think it's just a fun fact there. One is $500,000.
Cool,
and they have 250. And it was donated by the Prince of Brunei.
Oh.
Or Sultan of Brunei. Prince of
Sultan, I think. I think the prince got no money.
I don't know.
Hey, mahal pun?
Yeah.
500,000 eh?
Yeah, and they have 200 or 250 pieces of that.
How much is that, sir?
200 times.
Who dah 1 million?
$500,000.
Times 200.
500,000 times 200. That is $100 million.
1 billion lah?
No. 1 billion, 1,000 million.
Oh, yes.
$100 million.
$100 million eh?
Yeah.
So, on the topic of money, sir?
How?
This is Wise Investment.
How to make $100 million?
How to make $100 million? That kind of money seems unattainable, and honestly, it's unattainable if you do not have investing.
Investing helps a lot in that department. If you want to garner as much money as you can, don't ask Shu or Sap. Ask Wise.
Ask Wise. Yes, it's very important. Investing can make you millions if you are just patient and just wait.
It depends on the amount that you initially invest as well.
Also.
So if you want to
know more,
eventually make $1 million in a couple years.
Yes.
A couple meaning a couple, not a couple. Like 5-6 years. That one, you start business.
Yes.
You market like crazy, but in a couple years, maybe in the tens or twenties of years. Contact Wise.
We have this thing called compounding interest, but I won't say anything more. Wise will be the one that talks about it. And yeah, you can be a millionaire. It's possible with investing.
Yeah, don't be left out in this generation of investors.
And don't worry about not being a millionaire. You can be a millionaire if you just invest.
Yeah,
just contact Wise.
$1 million can do a lot.
Yes, you can buy one umbrella for Masjid Nabawi.
Yeah, you can buy two, and after that is constant unlimited pahala.
Yes, you'll be covering people from
providing
sun.
Shade. Yeah.
Yeah, and the rain.
Yep, in a holy place.
Yeah, not only will you be a millionaire, you'll be a millionaire in akhirat soon.
Alhamdulillah.
With that, catch you guys in the next episode. Bye.
Bye.